following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Lyman Gardens and Press Show. Tonight, we bring you postseason basketball on KPLO. It is a quarterfinal round matchup from Region 7B as the Lyman Raiders take on the Crazy Horse Chiefs. Our coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO is brought to you by the folks at Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. Coverage of regional high school sports tonight is also brought to you by Potsdam State Farm, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, by May Adam, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, by Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, Pyrite Seed, the Golden Buffalo, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Our coverage of regional high school basketball from Region 7B is also being brought to you tonight by the Great Western Bank, KPI Insurance, Statewide Ag, Oasis Pump and Pack, Chamberlain Ready Mix, Byrie Brothers, Kennebec Telephone, Halverson Oil, BJ's Food Center, Rumen Ag, the Dakota Prairie Bank, and the South Dakota High School Activities Association. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for our coverage of regional high school basketball. Crazy Horse, with a victory last night, moves into the quarterfinal round. They come in as the number seven seed of this Region 7B playoff as they take on the second seed Lyman Raiders. Crazy Horse with a 10-10 overall record. They take on Lyman, the Raiders, with a record of 14-6. This is the pregame brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back as the pregame continues. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm. Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 852-2224, or online at www.venturecom.net.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are built to take a pounding, and Titan Machinery has them for you. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition, these are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Titan Machinery today for more details. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts. The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
J.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Back here at the Lyman Gardens in Presho, we prepare for this quarterfinal round matchup from Region 6, or Region 7B, pardon me, as the Lyman Raiders get set to take on Crazy Horse. A lot of area teams going to work tonight as region qualifying match or games go on in Region 6A tonight. Winner hosts McLaughlin. Mobridge Pollock is at home. They host Cheyenne Eagle Butte. Crow Creek is at Stanley County. Chamberlain hosting Dupree tonight in Region 6B. Let's go to Region 6B. Platte Getty is hosting Kimball White Lake tonight. Marty is hosting Corsica Stickney. Burke is at home as they host Trip Delmont Armor. Gregory is at home as they host Wessington Springs. Region 2B going on in the north central part of the state. Matches tonight. Lower Brule hosting Miller. Highmore Herald is at Ipswich tonight. Potter County hosting Sully Butte. So that game on KMLO this evening. Faulkton area is hosting Harriet Selby tonight. And in other games in Region 7B, Jones County Coyotes, who defeated New Underwood last night, they are at White River this evening. Ulrichs is at Wall. Kadoka area is at Phillip and Crazy Horse via their victory 61-25 over Edgemont last night. They find their way here to the Lyman Gardens to take on the Lyman Raiders. We'll try to keep you updated as far as scores are concerned throughout the game tonight. Of course, the winner of all those games will play on Friday night. Sodak 16 for the girls, or action for the girls, is coming on Thursday night, and we'll have a matchup for you from Mobridge as Sully Buttes takes on Faith. The winner of that game will earn a spot in the State B tournament. Crow Creek, a team that is qualified for the Sodak 16 as well. That should be a fun matchup there as well. And again, we'll have Sully Buttes and Faith from Mobridge Thursday night. We'll have it here on KPLO. And we had the opportunity earlier to talk to Cooper Garnos, head coach of the Lyman Raiders. And here are his thoughts coming into the ball game tonight. Keys to Success is underway. It's brought to you by the folks at May Adam. We're joined by Cooper Garnos of the Lyman Raiders. Coach, you finish up your regular season 14-6, and you had some up and downs, but I think all in all, you put together a nice year.
I thought it was really a good year. You know, I thought we always... You know, what we've tried to do here the last three or four years is put together a statewide schedule where we play a lot of tough B teams and play a lot of tough A teams. I think we had seven A teams on our schedule this year. And Chamberlain, Fort Pierre, you know, a couple of those, Rapid City Christian. So I think that had always been what we believe in anyway. We try to get as tough a schedule as we can, and hopefully it's going to pay dividends right now when we're in the playoffs.
Nice win at the Corn Palace, and then I think down at the DWU Classic, you came up short there, but I think your team learned a lot, and I think that's the one thing that strikes me about this group of kids. They've been part of your program for a while, but they are observant. They have basketball IQ, and they understand that you have to be able to take something from losing. You're not going to win every game, but if you lose, you better learn something, so you're better next time, and I think these kids get that.
Those are really good points. It's an experienced group, as you mentioned, four years. Most of these guys, the seniors, the six seniors, been on the varsity team. Several have been starting for 3 years now. And I think it has always been an adaptive group. As, like you say, you don't win every game, but you have to find something in those tough losses. And, you know, do you take that and apply it, hopefully, to the next time you play, whether it's physically, emotionally, mentally, any of those three parts of the game. And hopefully you learn from it, and then the next time you play, you're better.
And I think, you know, coming into this ball game, it's nice to be able to have the high seed, as you guys have the number two seed in the region. That gets you home court for as far as you go. And it starts here tonight against kind of an unknown commodity in Crazy Horse. They took care of business last night, but, you know, they've won 10 of their last 12. They're a solid ball club.
This should be an outstanding game tonight. They would, I think, present any team with multiple issues just because of their length, their size, their quickness, their shooting ability. They have a nice mix of some older and younger players. It's actually, I had an opportunity to watch them play last night in Crasar. It's really a good team. We're going to have to be on all cylinders tonight.
And it's more of a situation where you tried a game plan, but it's kind of hard to. You went and saw them, and that really might be the extent of the scouting report you have on them. So it comes down to just kind of like playing Hanson, playing Wabe Summit. You've got to be able to take care of business, take care of your own business, and do what you do well, and hope that works out.
I think so. I think you always have a strategy, a game plan coming in. But one of the things you need to do, you have to adapt, whether it's changing this person has to go guard this person instead, or making the right calls. Okay, do we have to go zone for a while? I think it's those in-game adjustments when maybe you don't know a team as well that should really be glaring tonight. Did we make the right ones? Did we make them quick enough? And did it result in, have a result that was positive for us?
All right, Coach, best of luck.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Cooper Garno's head coach of the Lyman Raiders. Our keys to success brought to you by the folks at Mayadam. Let's take a 3-minute timeout. We'll come back with starting lineups from Region 7B on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881. At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
KPI Insurance. Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party! When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec. And follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned. Your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Time for starting lineups brought to you by Avera Orthopedics and the Crazy Horse Chiefs. They will start at one guard, Chris Meter. Meter is a 6'2 sophomore. The other guard, Jason Meter, he is a senior at 6'3. Hayden Martin at one forward, a 6'4 junior, along with Brain Yellow Elk, a 6'4 senior. And starting at center for Crazy Horse, Preston Hawkins, a 6'4 7 Senior. For Crazy Horse, it'll be Meter and Meter the Guards. It will be Martin and Yellow Elk, the forwards, and Hawkins at center. The Crazy Horse Chiefs enter the ballgame tonight with a record of 10-10. They have won 10 of their last 12 contests, and their head coach is James Bagwell. For the Lyman Raiders, in one guard, Sam McClanahan, a 6-foot senior. The other guard, Jacob Sazu. Sazu, a 5'11 senior. The forward, Stockton McClanahan, a 6'3 senior, along with Isaac Thomas, a senior at 6'1. Starting at center for Lyman is Toby Estes, a 6'7 senior. For the Lyman Raiders, it will be McClanahan and Sazu, the guards, McClanahan and Thomas, the forwards, and Estes at center. The Lyman Raiders enter the contest as the number 2 seed of Region 7B, and they enter the contest with a record of 14-6. Their head coach is Cooper Garnos. The broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Finally, in our pregame, it's the announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials tonight are Jesse Streichertz, Dave Brushbaker, and Darren Schmidt. The announcement of our game officials comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Again, we'll have SODAC 16 basketball for you on Thursday night as we will travel to Mobridge. Sully Buttes takes on Faith for a spot in the State B girls basketball tournament. 6:40 with the pregame, 7 o'clock with the tip-off from Mobridge. And then Friday, we will have another region play-in game following the boys on Friday, as we continue our coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO. Stay with us during our post game. We will bring you the KPLO CHS River Plains player of the game and our big play of the game. That is brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. This has been the pregame brought to you by Pottsylvania State Farm Insurance, and we will return in 3 minutes on KPLO.
It's your lucky day. You've just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain proudly support all area youth and their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, Real Choice TV, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call our office and find out what we can do for you.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in South Dakota. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 K263AW at Pier 4 Pier. If you drink, don't drive, tip off. Controlled by the Lyman Raiders and is brought to you by the folks at Riverview. Chevrolet, Buick, and Acoma. Stop in for an oil change or major service or to just take a test drive. They pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins. They will treat you like family. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com. The Raiders with the tip. And they will work offensively. Down low, Colton Collins to the rim. Shot blocked from behind. Offensive rebound, Isaac Thomas. He'll kick it out. The three taken. Sam McClanahan puts it up and in. Colton Collins will get the start. Four in lieu of Jacob Sazu in the ballgame. Turnover, Crazy Horse at the other end. A three by Sam McClanahan. Up no good. And he has called for a travel. So the ball will belong to Crazy Horse, their first offensive possession as they trail by a 3-0 score. This is a very tall, very long lineup for Crazy Horse as we get up to speed. The sophomore, Chris Meter, will handle up top as he will work things to the left side. A quick three taken. That is up and no good. Offensive rebound, though, to Crazy Horse. And putting it up and in is Brain Yellowwell. He will score the two. 3-2 is our score. As Lyman tries to get the ball inside, a reach and a foul called on the Chiefs, and the personal is going to be whistled on Preston Hawkins, the 6'7 senior. His first personal, first team foul against Crazy Horse, and with a new shot clock, Lyman has the basketball. Entry pass, Thomas made a tough catch, had to chase it down as it was tipped away. But saves the possession. 20 on the shot clock for Lyman. High post, Thomas. Down the lane with the left-handed move. Shot is up, no good. Active. Tips the ball and, saves the possession for the Raiders. Colton Collins grabs the loose basketball, but it was Thomas who kept it alive. Here's a pass inside to Collins, and Colton could not hang on to it, and the ball turned over. The second turnover for Lyman. And Crazy Horse with the basketball, and again, we'll keep track of the defense for Crazy Horse. So far, so good for the Chiefs as they will work with it out front. Meter across the time stripe. Chris will drive. Bottled up there as the Raiders work man-to-man. Out front now and into the hands of Brain Yellow Elk. At 6'4 on the wing, he is a tough matchup for Isaac Thomas, but Isaac hanging tough so far. Crazy Horse moves the basketball on the perimeter. 12 on the shot clock. A three for Chris Meter is up. No good. And it hit the shot clock and the ball out of play. Estes had the rebound for the Raiders, but it bounced off the shot clock. The ball out of play, and it will belong to Lyman. Raiders with a 3-2 lead with 5:55 remaining in the opening quarter. McClanahan across half court. Collins on the right side. Back out front. A three for Sam McClanahan. It rims in and out. No good. Rebound, Chris Meter. Here comes Crazy Horse. Meter on the move. Meter to the rim. The off-balance shot is up and good. The Raiders had three defenders there. And Chris Meter picked his way through all three of them and got to the rim and hit the left-handed layup. 4-3, Crazy Horse leads. Here is Lyman the other way. Collins with a shot that's up no good. He'll get his own rebound, and he'll put it up and in, and a foul is called. Colton Collins has done good things for Lyman throughout the season. He'll get the hoop and the harm and a chance at a three-point play here. The foul on Preston Hawkins will be his second personal foul. Raiders out in front now by a 5-4 score. Here's the and one, and it's good. 6-4, the lead to Lyman. Working to the five-minute mark remaining in the opening quarter. Out front, Meter. Chris on the drive, dumps it down low. They move it around the perimeter. The open look and the shot up and no good. That was Noah Ironhorse to put up the shot that didn't go down. Here is Lyman the other way on the move. Stockton McClanahan had his shot blocked. Crazy Horse had the basketball. But Brain Yellow Elk was on the baseline and out of bounds when he grabbed it. So the Raiders saved the possession. They'll inbound it here. 28 on the shot clock as Lyman puts it in play. McClanahan, this is Stockton. Out front, Isaac Thomas. Crazy Horse playing a 2-3 zone. Down low, Estes. He tried to pounce pass it. There was nobody home as the ball was tipped and stolen away. Here is Crazy Horse across half court. Meter with it. She swings it around the perimeter and into the hands of Noah Ironhorse. Back up top, Jason Meter. Good defense there by Lyman as they double-team the basketball. Now they'll pass it out front. And with 15 on the shot clock, Chris Meter will spread the floor and work. Round the back dribble, down the lane, off-balance shot, swatted. That was Stockton McClanahan with the big-time defensive play for the Raiders. Crazy Horse will inbound baseline right with 8 on the shot clock. As Meter will put it in play, into the hands of Preston Hawkins. Out front now, this is Jason Meter. Foul, well, turnover. We're going to have an illegal screen. The foul, that's going to be on Preston Hawkins, and that will be his third personal foul. Tried to set the illegal screen. He'll have to check out of the ballgame. As Hayden Martin will check into the contest. 6-4, Lyman has the lead. Working to the halfway mark of the quarter. Estes on the block, right side. They go to McClanahan, the skip pass to Collins. High post, Thomas. Around the perimeter, the open look. Here is Estes with the three, and it's good. Toby Estes from the right corner with his first three of the ball game, and it's 9-4. The lead to Lyman. It's a five spot now. The 3:45 remaining in the opening quarter. Chris Meter out front with the crossover. The round the back to the rim. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Crazy Horse. Put back, good. Count the bucket, and a foul is called. That is Brain Yellow Elk. He will get the hoop and the harm and a chance at a three-point play. The Raiders with their first personal foul, their first foul of the half. It's on Isaac Thomas. Brain Yellow Elk with the free throw. And that is up and good. And it is a 9-7 score. We work our way through this opening quarter. Here is a turnaround jumper by Toby Estes. It's up, no good. Crazy Horse will get the rebound. Up the floor they go. Ball tip. Stolen by Isaac Thomas. And then as the Raiders try to settle in offensively, Crazy Horse knocks the basketball out of bounds. Second turnover on the Chiefs as Lyman will inbound. Sam McClanahan, the Stockton McClanahan, back to Sam now as they approach things from the left side. Bounce pass, high post, Thomas. Down the lane, Isaac with the left-handed move. Shot is up, good. Isaac Thomas's first basket of the ball game. Gives up a lot of size on at the post, but shows some good quickness, and he finishes well at the rim, and he gets his first basket of the ballgame. Here is Crazy Horse. Brian Yoel around the perimeter. Here's Hayden Martin back out front. This is Martin. Or Yellow Elk, rather. The three is short in front rims, and the ball back to Lyman now. The Raiders with an 11-7 lead. 2.5 minutes remain in the opening quarter. Colton Collins will drive to the corner. McClanahan, the three. That's Sam with the three. That's up, no good. Rebound off of Crazy Horse and out of bounds. And that will give Lyman another offensive opportunity. That three... For some reason, they did not reset the shot clock. They inbound to Toby Estes. And Estes, open up top, drains the three ball. And that makes it 14-7. Lyman with their biggest lead of the ball game now. As they have a 7-point advantage as we work to the 2-minute mark of the quarter. Chris Meter out front. To the top of the key, a three taken. It is up, no good. That's Jason Meter. Offensive rebound and put back. By Crazy Horse's Noah Ironhorse is no good. Lyman will clear it and head the other way. Here's Stockton McClanahan on the drive. He's bumped and a foul called. Brian Yellow Elk with the personal. That will be his first. And it will be the fourth team foul for Crazy Horse. The Raiders will look to inbound as Sam McClanahan puts it in play to Toby Estes. Minute 45 remains in the opening quarter. It is 14-7. Here's Lyman. Nice pass inside. Colton Collins will get the hoop and the harm and a chance at a three-point play. That was a frozen rope for the top of the key from Sam McClanahan. Chance at a three-point play. Another three-point play for Colton Collins. The foul on Noah Ironhorse will be his first. The Raiders, unselfish with the basketball. That's why they have a nine-point lead, looking for 10. And the free throw by Collins is up, and it is good. 17-7 Lyman. Minute 35 remains in the opening quarter. Chris Meter out front for Crazy Horse. With the crossover, will drive. Gets to the rim. Shot is up. No good. Estes with the rebound. Battles in traffic. Loses it. Meter gets it back and puts it up and in. Chris Meter will score the two. And then a timeout taken by Crazy Horse. Timeout with a minute 19 remaining in the opening quarter. It's 17-9 Lyman. And we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
Earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Boy, where were we last week weather-wise to where we are today? Almost an 80-degree swing in temperature. My goodness, still 60 degrees, as my phone tells me. We work through this opening quarter. Down low, Isaac Thomas inside Collins to the rim. Shot is up good. And again, the Raiders unselfish with the basketball. And Colton Collins with 8 points, 19-9. And here is Crazy Horse on the move and into the lane. Chris Meter, he goes in wide open and loses his balance as he gets into the lane. Trips over a defender, maybe one of his own teammates as well. He winds up going down, and the traveling violation will be the third turnover for Crazy Horse. And Lyman will have the basketball once again as things wind down here in the quarter. Sam McClanahan, Toby Estes with the handle, showing that he's a three-point threat, getting some coverage out deep in the right corner. Out front it comes and around the perimeter. Estes again with a three. This one is short. Rebound tipped. Crazy Horse has it. Good job by the Raiders of stopping the basketball. But Crazy Horse with a long pass up the floor. Shot blocked by Colton Collins. Jason Meter grabbed the loose basketball. And as he was on his way to the rim, Collins commits the personal foul. But that was a big-time block and a transition basket by Lyman. And it will put Jason Meter to the free throw line to shoot two. 19-9 is our score as Jason Meter shoots a pair of free throws, and the first one is up good. Crazy Horse, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Jacob Sazu will check in. Stockton McClanahan will check out. Crazy Horse got off to a nice start, but the Raiders have been very efficient with their possessions. The second free throw by Jason Meter is up and good, and it's 19-11. 20 seconds remain in the opening quarter. The Raiders can hold for the final shot. Sam McClanahan across the half-court stripe with a left-handed dribble. Screen out front by Estes. McClanahan will try to drive left. Gets cut off. Goes high post to Thomas. Now out to Collins. And Jacob Sazu will let it roll into the backcourt. It was going to be a turnover. The ball lost out of bounds. And that is the end of quarter number one. But Lyman off to a very nice start in this ball game. They lead 19-11 at the end of the opening quarter. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho. The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Crazy Horse with the basketball as we start quarter number two. They trail by eight. It's 19-11. Chris Meter with the dribble out front. Now to the top, Brian Yellow Elk works the basketball on the perimeter. From the right side to the left, and then they work it back to the top of the key. Jason Meter now with the shot clock at nine, dribbles. Colton Collins forces him to pick up the dribble. Now Chris Meter with it. He'll work into the lane. Off-balance shot is off iron and no good. Rebound, Crazy Horse. Second chance opportunity for them. Jason Meter drives. He'll work the fadeaway. That shot is no good. Rebound, Lyman. Long pass, Colton Collins. He tries the slam. It's up, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Crazy Horse as they work the other way. Meter on the move. Shot good. Chris Meter with 6 points in the ballgame for Crazy Horse. 19-13. The Raider lead down to six. Cross half court, Sam McClanahan, Colton Collins, Isaac Thomas, Jacob Sazu, Toby Estes on the floor for the Raiders. McClanahan, Sazu, open look, left wing. The three is up, no good. Rebound, Crazy Horse. Hayden Martin controls the rebound, and they head the other way. A three for them would be handy. They have not hit one yet in the ballgame. They'll try one here. It's up short. Rebound, though, to Crazy Horse. And the Chiefs with a second-chance opportunity. Brian Yellow Elk making the play. They work it out front. They'll isolate Chris Meter. Double covered. His pocket is picked by Sam McClanahan. He'll go to the rim and score the two. Sam McClanahan scores the basketball for the Lyman Raiders to make it 21-13. We've played 2 minutes in this second quarter. Out front, Yellow Elk on the drive. Brian to the rim. Strong move. Shot is good. The basket will count, and a foul is called. Raiders with their third team foul. It's going to be whistled on Sam McClanahan. And a chance here to complete a three-point play. Stockton McClanahan will check in. Isaac Thomas will check out. For the Raiders, their third team foul of the ballgame. Crazy Horse with five. The end one, line drive free throw that is up, no good. Lyman will come away with it. 21-15 is our score. Across half court it comes. Raiders, Sazu on the left block. Throws the skip pass, Sam McClanahan. The other way, Sazu now. As Estes will patrol the baseline. Open look for three. This one is too strong. Collins on the backside gets the rebound. McClanahan, Collins, three ball. This one is short. Rebound pulled down by Crazy Horse as Brian Yellow Elk controls it. And the Chiefs get a defensive stop. They trail by six here as Chris Meter will handle it on the left side. Working to the corner, a look for three there. That's up, no good. Rebound, Lyman. The three was taken by Hayden Martin. The Raiders get the rebound up the floor. They come. It's Collins to the rim, and he traveled. Turnover for Lyman is their fifth of the ballgame. As Crazy Horse again gets a defensive stop, as Isaac Thomas checks in, Toby Estes checks out. 5 minutes remain until the halftime break. It's 21-15 Lyman. Chris Meter across the half-court stripe. Already, Meter has scored 6 points in the ballgame. The crossover, the round the back. He'll drive, dump it to the corner, the look for three. It's no good. That was Noah Ironhorse. Rebound, Lyman. The Raiders will now try to push the basketball across the half-court. You can tell the Crazy Horse trying to force the tempo of this ballgame. They want it to be more up and down than Lyman does. The Raiders, they seem to want to slow it down whenever they can. Cross-court pass tipped. Noah Ironhorse jumps the passing route and passing lane and knocks it out of bounds. And Cooper Garno's up off the bench in a hurry, and he'll ask for a timeout. This is a 30-second timeout with 4:26 remaining in the first half. 21-15, the lead to Lyman. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle, Region 6A, Stanley County. Leading Crow Creek 16-11. Winner with a 20-10 lead over McLaughlin. Chamberlain 29-5. They are out in front of Dupree. We'll try to update you on some Class B scores in a moment, but just a smattering of games so far. Most of the Class B schedule with a 7 o'clock tip-off. Here is Jacob Sazu in the move. Shot no good. Rebound Lyman, though. Isaac Thomas makes the play. Here's Thomas out to Sazu. Shot clock winding down. The three by Sazu is no good. And another defensive stop for Crazy Horse, and they head the other way. Here's Brian Yellow Elk on the move to the rim. Shot is up short. Rebound Sam McClanahan. The Raiders now will push across half court. Long pass Sazu to the rim. Layup good. Jacob showed some good speed there. And a nice feed across the lane for the two-pointer. The Raiders have pushed the lead back to 8, 23-15. 3:35 remains in the second quarter. Here's Chris Meter working against Jacob Sazu out front. A screen. They'll drive, work it back out front. Down the lane to the rim. Shot no good. That's Preston Hawkins. They're going to call him for the travel. And for Crazy Horse, their fifth turnover of the ball game. As Toby Estes checks in, Jacob Sazu checks out. Also for Crazy Horse, Hayden Martin checks into the ballgame. We see Richard Pumpkinseed check into the contest for the first time as well for the Crazy Horse Chiefs. 3:28 remains until halftime. As substitutions installed, and now we're set to go as we had a little bit of a delay there for a moment. Lyman brings the basketball across half court, and they'll run deep into their possessions. We've seen them do it. Inside Thomas to the rim. Shot no good, but he'll draw a foul. Isaac Thomas, who has been active in the paint in this ballgame, will draw the foul and will go to the free throw line this time. As he'll shoot two, the foul on Noah Ironhorse is personal foul number two for the 6'3 junior. Isaac Thomas at the free throw line, a two-shot situation. The first one will rim in and out, no good. 3:16 remains in the half, 23-15. The Raiders have been able to push it to a 10-point advantage, but Crazy Horse has been able to come back, and their defense has been able to keep them in the ballgame throughout this second quarter. Here is the second free throw by Thomas. That is up short. You miss both free throws. You can call that a defensive stop. And Crazy Horse did that. Chiefs will head the other way. Working to the 3-minute mark remaining in the half. Meter out front. The sophomore will drive and kick as they work around the perimeter. Early in the shot clock for them is around the perimeter it comes. Ball into the hands of Brian Yellow Elk. He'll work the dribble back out to the half-court stripe, but again, they'll spread the floor. They work a screen as Yellow Elk drives, spins, goes to the rim, puts a shot up short. Isaac Thomas will get the rebound, and that time good position defense by Thomas and the Lyman Raiders. 23-15, the Raiders doing some defensive stopping of their own in this ballgame. And still working with an eight-point lead. 2.5 minutes remain in the half. Around the perimeter, Stockton McClanahan. Now Isaac Thomas back to McClanahan now as they roll the perimeter. Estes high post in traffic. Stolen away. Double team comes in for Crazy Horse. Up the floor to the rim. Shot is up, no good. Follow up, no good. Crazy Horse misses a big time opportunity there as Lyman controls the basketball and heads the other way. Stockton McClanahan, right side, high post, Estes. The 18-footer is up, no good. Crazy Horse will get the rebound. And both of these teams in a little bit of an offensive dry spell. It was 19-11 at the end of the opening quarter. Both teams have just scored four so far in this one. And here a drive, and again, a traveling violation on Crazy Horse. Turnover on the Chiefs is their sixth of the ball game. And we are going to have a Crazy Horse timeout. This is a 30-second timeout with a minute 44 remaining until the halftime break. 23-15 Lyman. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec, and follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. They remind you, acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today in the Class A in Region 6A. Stanley County leading Crow Creek 16-11. That's the end of the opening quarter. Winner over McLaughlin as they are about halfway through the second quarter, 20-11. They are at halftime in Chamberlain. 50-14 is our score. As Chamberlain has the lead, Crow Creek will set full court pressure. Lyman will head the other way and make them pay. It's Jacob Sazu to the rim, and he'll score the basket. 25-15 Lyman, the lead back to 10. 90 seconds remain in a very quick first half of basketball. Chris Meter rocks and fires, and the three ball is money. Meter with 9 points in the ball game. 25-18, and in the backcourt, a blocking foul called. And the foul will be whistled on Chris Meter, the sophomore with his first personal. Seventh team foul. So Sam McClanahan at the free throw line, he will shoot the front end of a 1-1. The lead at 7 currently, 25-18, with a minute 15 remaining until halftime. And the Sam McClanahan free throw in the 1-1 is up, no good. Rebound tip kept alive by Sazu. The Raiders have it now. They will more than be content to try to just shorten things up here in this second quarter. Unless you get a wide-open three. Sazu for three. That shot no good. Rebound Crazy Horse. They will head the other way now. It's Brian Yellowell, who has scored 7 in this first half. On the drive, leaves it out to Meter down low on the baseline. This is Hayden Martin. Back to Yellowell. Shovel pass Martin. Ball knocked away and loose. Crazy Horse still with it. A three there off glass and no good. Rebound Lyman. Shot clock was winding down there. Meter took the three, and now Lyman the other way. It's Sazu to the rim, and Jacob will score the two. Off the bench, he has provided 6 points to the Raiders. And the lead back to 9. 27-18. Shot clock is off with 18 remaining in the quarter. Meter to the corner. Richard Pumpkin seed. Back to Meter. The fadeaway in the paint is up good. Chris Meter with 11 points. And here comes Lyman with 5. Inside it comes to McClanahan. He loses the basketball out of bounds, and it's turned over. The Raiders with 7 turnovers in this ballgame. And again, we talked about the offensive dry spell that both of these teams had in the second quarter. Crazy Horse was able to get some defensive stops. Meter from half court does not get the shot off, and that is the end of the first half. 27-20 is our halftime score. Our scoreboard brought to you by the folks at Darren Boyle Sales. That would be me, and I encourage you, invite you Check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment. A lot on Sale Barn Road in Ford Pier. Check out the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our halftime report brought to you by the folks at Buy Right Seed. It's coming up next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pier to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned, your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain proudly support all area youth and their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, Real Choice TV, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call our office and find out what we can do for you.
Halftime here at the Lyman Gardens in Fresho, and Lyman, who got off to a good start in this contest, had an 8-point lead at the end of the opening quarter. They have been able to maintain that advantage. It's a 7-point ball game currently as we work here at the halftime break, 27-20, as Lyman has the lead, and the Raiders will have the basketball to start the second half. Let's look at individual scoring for Crazy Horse first. They are led by the sophomore Chris Meter, who has scored 11 points. Brian Yellow Elk with 7 points. And Jason Meter in the ball game with 2. The Chiefs of Crazy Horse went to the free throw line 4 times in the first half. They were 3 of 4 from the free throw line. 6 turnovers committed by Crazy Horse in the first half. For the Lyman Raiders, Colton Collins leads the way. The 6'1 senior who did get to start tonight has 8 points. 6 points for Toby Estes. 6 points for Jacob Sazu off the bench. 5 points for Sam McClanahan. Isaac Thomas with 2. And a total of 27 in the ballgame for the Raiders. Lyman goes to the free throw line 5 times in the first half. They were 2 of 5 from the free throw line. And Lyman with 7 turnovers in the first 16 minutes of basketball. A ball game here where you look at things. Both teams did not score the basketball well in the second quarter as they struggled. Both teams struggled from the field, and the Raiders was able to get off to a little bit better start in the opening quarter as they were able to hit some shots early, get some transition baskets, and since then, they have slowed things down and are trying to really control the tempo of the ball game. And when you're up by two possessions or more, you can kind of control the pace of the ball game. That's why we, well, it took us about a half hour to play the first half of basketball here as the Raiders were, well, they used the shot clock and they kept things rolling as we went through the first quarter of basketball. This Crazy Horse team that's won 10 of their last 12, a very long-armed squad, and they put, well, everybody is 6 foot or bigger as they put them out on the court. And they were able to get some defensive stops on the Raiders, especially in the second quarter. But with that, they had some offensive struggles of their own, and they were able to muster just 9 points in the first half. As we look at some scores from the Class B ranks first, Ulrichs and Wall just underway. It's 11-4. Ulrichs has the lead over Wall. Chester area leading Canastonia, that's 37-22. Some of the other games, Philip, Kadoka, Jones County, White River, Potter County, Sully Buttes, that a game getting underway at 7 o'clock, as well as Ipswich and Highmore Herald and Miller at Lower Brule. So most of those games getting underway in a little while. Region 6A, a lot of those games are underway right now. At halftime, it is Stanley County leading Crow Creek 34-27. Winner leading McLaughlin 20-10. They are midway through the second quarter. And at halftime in Chamberlain, it is Chamberlain leading Dupree by a 50-14 score. We'll have a Sodak 16 matchup for the girls on Thursday as Sully Buttes plays Faith. Winner will move on to the State B Girls Basketball Tournament in Watertown next weekend as Sully Buttes and Faith will hook up in Mobridge. It'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:40 with our pregame Thursday on KPLO. And then depending on what happens here, if Lyman wins, we will follow the Raiders and their matchup against the winner of Kadoka and Phillip. That will be on Friday night. We'll see how things sort out. As far as postseason coverage, we will have basketball somewhere, sometime Friday night on KPLO. 27-20 is our halftime score. The Raiders will have the basketball when we start the second half. Let's take a 2-minute timeout and return. This is coverage of Region 7B on KPLO.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in South Dakota so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Mm-hmm.
Chamberlain. 100.5 K26 3AW in Pier, Fort Pier. You booze, you cruise, you lose. As Lyman will have the basketball as we start the second half. The Raiders with a 27-20 lead. McClanahan, Thomas, Estes, and Collins will start the second half for Lyman. Jason and Chris Meter, Noah Ironhorse, Brian Yellow Elk, and Preston Hawkins will start for Crazy Horse. Hawkins with three personal fouls. He got all of them in the opening quarter and had to set for a big portion of the first half. Here's Sam McClanahan on the drive. Kick out Toby Estes from the left side. Three taken. It's up. No good. Rebound Lyman. Down low. It's Estes to the rim. Layup good. Toby Estes will score the two to make it 29-20. We're underway here on this third quarter. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Chris Meter trying to run the screen and roll. Preston Hawkins did not roll after the screen, and the ball thrown out of bounds. Turnover for Crazy Horse, their seventh of the ball game. And Lyman will have it once again. A 9-point lead. Lyman has led by as many as 11, but just for a possession. As Lyman will try to be real patient here. They get the ball inside. Point blank range for Toby Estes, and he scores the two. That's back-to-back bucket for the big fella. And it's 31-20. We've played a minute of this third quarter. The Raiders begin with their biggest lead. It's 11. Here's Brian Yellow Elk, the 6'4 senior inside. Loses the dribble, loses the basketball, and it's turned over. Lyman with it. Long pass, Isaac Thomas. Flashing to the rim, Colton Collins, and the shot no good. Rebound pulled down by the Chiefs, who are still looking for their first points of the third quarter. Chris Meter from up top, the three is no good. Rebound loose, Crazy Horse has it. High posted comes Preston Hawkins, back out front and around the perimeter. From the right side, the three taken by Jason Meter, it's no good. And Toby Estes will get the rebound. 31-20. As McClanahan crosses half court. Sam with the nice crossover. He'll go to the rim. And the left-handed layup is good. And a timeout, Crazy Horse. Full timeout by the Chiefs with 6:09 remaining third quarter. The Raiders with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 33-20. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to coverage of regional high school basketball from KPLO.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Timeouts are brought to you by Agtegra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. 33-20 is our score. The Raiders have come out and started this second half, scoring the first 6 points of the third quarter. They enjoy their biggest lead of the ballgame. Crazy Horse using their final 32nd timeout of the contest. We'll bring the basketball across half court. Again, Chris Meter trying to create good double coverage on the part of the Raiders. Now is Jason Meter. He'll drive and fire. Shot is up, no good. He'll get his own rebound and put it up and in. Jason Meter with the first points for Crazy Horse in the second half, 33-22. 5:40 remains third quarter. Here are the Raiders. Again, working against a 2-3 zone. We have seen that from Crazy Horse since their first defensive opportunity. Sam McClanahan down low, Isaac Thomas back out, and a whistle and a foul. An offensive foul is going to be called on Lyman. Isaac Thomas is going to be whistled for the personal as he kind of cleared some space and commits his second personal foul. It will be the eighth turnover of the ball game for Lyman. And Crazy Horse, who has scored just 2 points so far in the quarter, will work screen and roll again, and again have trouble with it. They lose the basketball for a moment, but get it back. Here is a Meter three. That is Jason Meter for three. And that shot is up and good. 33-25. The Raiders score the first six. Crazy Horse has scored the last five of this third quarter. And here's Sam McClanahan to answer. The three rattles in and out, no good. And Crazy Horse will get the rebound. They'll try to push now. It's Meter in the open floor. Chris will try to operate. Out front, Jason. He's had the hot hand in the quarter. He'll work against Sam McClanahan here. And he dribbles it off his foot. It's lost into the backcourt. An over and back violation on Crazy Horse. The Chiefs commit their ninth turnover of the ballgame. 33-25 is our score as Lyman has the lead. Toby Estes will work the inbound. Sam McClanahan operates. Again, they try to, you got to try to work the angles against the 2-3 zone. A lot of shooting opportunities will come at the elbow. Estes is there, but covered up. Now it's Stockton McClanahan to the corner. Thomas. Thomas will drive and kick. Back out on the wing. It's Stockton McClanahan. Inside Thomas, kick out McClanahan, Stockton for three, and it's good. You got to have good ball movement against the zone, and the Raiders did right there. Stockton McClanahan with a three from the left side, his first points of the ball game, and it's 36-25. Halfway through the second quarter, and here is a whistle and a foul. Chris Meter trying to operate, trying to split a double team, and he's tripped up by Stockton McClanahan. McClanahan with his first personal foul. Second team foul against Lyman in the second half. Crazy Horse will work the inbound baseline left as the inbounds will come up top to Chris Meter. Pass over his head but into the backcourt, and that's an over and back violation. That will be turnover number 10 for Crazy Horse. As Lyman will inbound it underneath their own basket. Leading by 11, they get inside to Estes on the inbound. Shot is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Brian Yellow Elk. He'll lead the break himself. Strong to the rim, shot no good. Trying to get there with Preston Hawkins with the follow. That didn't go down. Here is Estes, McClanahan. Sam baseline left. Jumper there is no good. Rebound Colton Collins to Toby Estes. That shot is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Crazy Horse. Yellow Elk again up the floor to the corner. This is Chris Meter, and the three ball is good. Second three of the ball game for the sophomore, Chris Meter. It's 36-28. Crazy Horse trying to stay within striking distance as the Raiders slow it down once again with 3 minutes remaining here in quarter number three. Stockton McClanahan to the baseline, Toby Estes, and Estes hits the jumper from the right side. 6 and a quarter, 12 in the ballgame. And here, the other way, another three. Chris Meter, and it's up and good. 38-31. The offense is warming up here in this third quarter. McClanahan, bounce pass inside. That's kicked. Crazy Horse there defensively to kick the basketball out of bounds. The Raiders will inbound, but first substitutions, as we'll see Noah Ironhorse check into the ballgame. Checking into the ball game will be Hayden Martin. And Lyman will finally get the ball in play, just beating the 5-second count as Crazy Horse will steal it away. Here is Chris Meter to the rim. Layup is good. That is 8 points in a hurry from Chris Meter. And a timeout taken. This is a Lyman timeout with 2:28 remaining in the third quarter. Full timeout by the Raiders, and we'll take it with them. 38-33 Lyman. We're back in 1 minute on KPMO.
At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec, and follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
Raiders have scored 11 in the quarter. Crazy Horse has scored 13. It's 38-33. The Raider lead at 5. And here is a tough baseline jumper by Colton Collins that is up and good, 40-33. Raider lead back up to 7. It was at 11 early in this quarter. And here a turnover by Crazy Horse. Lyman with it. This is Sam McClanahan, and he is pushed out of bounds. The foul is going to be called on the Chiefs. Noah Ironhorse with his third personal foul. The first foul of the second half committed by Crazy Horse. And Lyman will inbound. As it comes to Isaac Thomas, Sam McClanahan on the right side defended well. Now it's Thomas, McClanahan, Stockton on the left side. Inside Thomas, Isaac to the rim, shot is left short. He'll get his own rebound, though, and send it out. A three taken by Sam McClanahan is no good. And Crazy Horse will come away with the rebound. 40-33 is our score. A minute 33 remains in the third quarter. Here's Jason Meter across half court. He'll step back. The three partially blocked and short. Sam McClanahan maybe, well, he did get a hand on it. And Lyman will head the other way. And they will slow things down once again, and they'll milk all they can out of that shot clock. We're down to 20 currently. High post Estes. Thomas to the corner. McClanahan. Stockton with a baseline jumper that's good. Stockton McClanahan with 5 points in quarter number three. 42-33, final minute of the third quarter. Preston Hawkins high post. He'll spin. Loses the basketball. Another turnover for Crazy Horse is Isaac Thomas for the rim. His layup is good. Thomas with 4 points in the ball game, 44-33. And just like that, after Crazy Horse worked themselves right back in this ball game, and now Crazy Horse with a turnover, it's Sam McClanahan to the rim, layup good. But just like that, the Raiders able to take advantage of a couple turnovers, and they make some shots, and all of a sudden the lead is at 13. Chris Meter heads the other way. A foul is called on Lyman. I do not believe this is a shooting foul the way we are lining up. The foul will be on Colton Collins. Colton will pick up his second personal foul. 46-33, Raiders by 13 with 22 seconds remaining in the quarter. The inbounds and a three taken. That is Preston Hawkins. It's up no good. And a rebound and a foul is going to be called on Crazy Horse, and it will be on Brian Yellowell, his second personal foul. Team foul number two for Crazy Horse, as we need to wipe up some perspiration. So a towel brought in from the Raider bench, and Stockton McClanahan with the wax on, wax off play to get things cleaned up, and now we'll be set to go. And now I think we are good to go as the Raiders will have the basketball. Shot clock off with 18 seconds remaining in the quarter. Raiders trying to add to a 13-point advantage. Sam McClanahan with the dribble across the time stripe. Jacob Sazu in the ball game for this final possession of the quarter. He'll go to the corner. This is Sam McClanahan out Stockton McClanahan with 5, with 4, with 3. Bounce pass Estes. He'll force the 3. That shot is no good, and that is how we end the third quarter of basketball. A Raider run got them to a double-digit lead. Crazy Horse with a run of their own. They got it close. Lyman on a run to close out the third quarter, and they lead 46-33 as we go to the fourth quarter. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment. My lot on Sail Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We're back in 1 minute on KPMO.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned. Your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
Basketball in the fourth quarter. A runner missed by Jason Meter. Lyman gets the rebound. Crazy Horse knocks it out of bounds. And now Lyman has it, leading by 13 as we're underway here in the fourth quarter. Wall leading Ulrich. That is the only score we have from 7B so far. Miss from the corner. Sazu. Thomas at the rim. That shot is no good. Rebound pulled down by the Chiefs, who they really need to make something happen here early in the quarter. This is a Jason Meter jumper that's up and good. He has 9 points now. 46-35. Down to an 11-point ball game. Sam McClanahan out front. Colton Collins to the corner. Jacob Sazu. And back out front, it's Collins again to McClanahan. Sam will drive. Fakes and fires, and a shot good. A line drive jumper, but it counts the same. Sam McClanahan with 11 points in the ballgame, 48-35. And the Raiders trading baskets with Crazy Horse at this point. Going to the rim, Brian Yellow Elk. His runner is up, no good. They battle for the rebound. Yellow Elk chasing the play, tips it out of bounds. The ball will belong to Lyman. Toby Estes, who is out for a moment, back in the ballgame now. A 13-point lead for Lyman as Sam McClanahan works out front. Here's Isaac Thomas. Thomas will work the dribble, give it back to McClanahan. Now Collins with it. He'll drive and kick. McClanahan on the move, working to the left side. Good defense there by Crazy Horse. Inside Thomas. Isaac will go to the rim and draw a foul. Hayden Martin with the personal. That will be his first. Three team fouls against Crazy Horse. As Lyman will go to the free throw line, as Isaac Thomas to the stripe. The 6'1 senior will shoot two. He has scored 4 points this evening. The free throw is up, and it is no good. Preston Hawkins back into the ballgame. Hayden Martin will check out. Raiders with a 13-point lead at 48-35, and now I think for some reason they were checking the substitutions. Hayden Martin's still in the ballgame. So somebody else from Crazy Horse checked out. Here is the free throw by Thomas. It's up, no good. And Crazy Horse will head the other way as they bring it across the half court. Brian Yellow Elk has it stolen away. It's Collins to the rim! And he drops it home with authority. And a timeout taken by Crazy Horse as the Raiders faithful get into it. Nice ups, young man. 6:02 remains fourth quarter. 50-35 is our score. This is a full timeout taken by Crazy Horse, and we are back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Has it inside Preston Hawkins. He'll score the two to make it 50-38. The Raiders, again, managing this fourth quarter as they work with a double-digit advantage. Jacob Sazu with the baseline floater. There's up no good. The rebound pulled down. Here is Chris Meter the other way. Jason Meter on the wing right side as he'll work the dribble. Shovel pass out front. Hayden Martin, the three taken. It's no good. The Raiders will get the rebound and we're back to clock management for Lyman as they slow things up. And they work it across the half-court stripe. The Raiders lead by 12 at 50-38. 5 minutes remain in the ballgame. Raiders looking for their 15th victory of the year. But more importantly, they want to be able to win in advance and move on to Friday night. As Toby Estes inside loses the or misses the shot and then goes after the rebound and commits the personal. That will be his first, and it will be the fourth team foul for Lyman. Stockton McClanahan will check back into the ballgame as Jacob Sazu checks out. 4:47 remains now in the ballgame. It's 50-38. That's Crazy Horse and Chris Meter bring the basketball across half court. Meter off of a screen, gets free, tries the three. It's left short. Rebound long and out of bounds and into the hands of the Raiders. The Raiders get the defensive stop there as they continue to work on the clock. Leading by 12 with 4.5 minutes remaining. Stockton McClanahan on the wing right side or left side. Down low Estes. The sky hook is up good. And Toby Estes with 8 points in the second half. 14 in the ballgame now. It's 52-38. Crazy Horse on the perimeter. Long three take, and that rims in and out. No good by Jason Meter. The Raiders will head the other way. Halfway home here in the fourth quarter. Here is Stockton McClanahan with a drive. Shot is blocked. Chris Meter with it. He has it stolen away by Isaac Thomas. We trade turnovers, and the Raiders have it. Estes for three, and it's money. Toby Estes with his third three of the ball game, and he has 17 points. Timeout by the Raiders. This is a full timeout with 3:47 remaining. 55-38, the lead to Lyman. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Kennebec Telephone Company, Incorporated, and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain proudly support all area youth and their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, Real Choice TV, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call our office and find out what we can do for you.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders and all their activities.
Crazy Horse with the basketball out of the timeout. A turnover. Colton Collins again. And again, he slams it home. The 15th turnover for Crazy Horse, and Colton Collins with an exclamation point. Can he do it again? No. But he still scores the two. It counts the same. As another turnover by Crazy Horse, and just like that, Lyman had blown this game wide open, a three, up and no good by Brian Yellow Elk. The rebound pulled down by Lyman, but are we going to have a foul on the Raiders? I think we will. The foul on Colton Collins will be personal foul number three. At the end of the ballgame, Noah Ironhorse for Crazy Horse. The Chiefs have put together a nice score, a nice season. They got off to a little bit of a slow start, but man, did they roll up some wins in the month of January and February. They have won 10 of their last 12 games and come into this ballgame 10-10 overall as they shot up and no good, partially blocked and short. Second shot blocked, both of those by Stockton McClanahan. Here's Sam McClanahan inside, kicks it out to Estes. The three ball is money. And the Raiders are just making it happen in this ball game. They lead 62-38. Another timeout taken. Crazy Horse will take the timeout. This is a full timeout. We will break for 30 seconds. Coverage of regional high school basketball will continue from KPLO.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
They are at halftime out in Wall. Number one, Desmet, all over Waverly South Shore. They are at the end of the opening quarter. It's 28-5. Flat Gunny's leading Kimball White Lake 18-8. Stanley County up by 10 as they start the fourth quarter. In Ford Pier, it's 49-39. As inside, Crazy Horse gets the ball down low. Brian Yellow Elk scores the basket. It's his first points in the second half. 62-40. Winner leading McLaughlin 44-22. They go to the fourth quarter. Sam McClanahan with a long jumper that's no good. Offensive rebound. Lyman. Jumper up and good by Stockton McClanahan. The basket will count. And a foul is called. Quickly, the other scores in Region 7B. Chamberlain, 2 minutes remaining in the ballgame. They lead Dupree 71-24. Are we going to take the basket off the, we're going to call that before the shot. So we will take the basket off the board for McClanahan. He was fouled before the shot. The foul whistled on Brian Yellow Elk. It will be his third. All of this academic is the Raiders in control of this ballgame, 64-40. Fourth team foul committed by Crazy Horse in the second half. And here, a turnover, several round-the-back passes, and a Toby Eskett bucket that is up and good. And now the Raiders with a 26-point lead and a fresh five heading to the scorer's table. Timeout, Lyman. 66-40 is our score, as Lyman is on their way to picking up victory number 15 on the season. Timeout, Raiders, and again, we'll pause. Well, let's keep it right here. I think Lyman used the timeout, but just to get substitutions in the ballgame. Brent Hood in the contest. Damian Abrahamson, number 4, Dawson Moreland. Number 14, Darian Carnes in the ballgame. And also number 24, Riker Scholl, into the ballgame for the Raiders. 66-40 as we keep it right here. Chris Meter on the move. He drives and fires. Shot is up good. Chris Meter with 21 points tonight. 66-42. Abrahamson with the bounce pass tipped by Crazy Horse and out of bounds. The Chiefs will end their season 10-11 overall. We'll have to wait and see who the Raider opponent is as Riker Scholl tries a three. It's up no good. Moreland with the offensive rebound inside Scholl to the rim. Shot no good. A foul is going to be called on Lyman as the personal. It's going to be whistled on Dawson Moreland, and that will be his first personal foul. Team foul number 6 for Lyman. As Crazy Horse will again work the basketball across half court. Stay with us during our post game. We have the KPMO, CHS, River Plains Player of the Game, our big play of the game brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. On the drive, this is Meter. Shot is up, no good. He'll get his own rebound. That shot is blocked, and free throws are upcoming. Foul committed by the Raiders. And it will be whistled on Darian Carnes. His first personal foul. Chris Meter to the free throw line. 21 points in the ballgame. The first free throws for Crazy Horse in the second half. And the first of two is offline and up no good. Carter Jones in the ballgame as Darian Carnes will check out. 66-42 Lyman as the Raiders taking care of business in this ball game. Big fourth quarter. They have scored 20 so far. Second free throw and a lane violation on Crazy Horse. We'll wave off the free throw. And Lyman has the basketball with 57 seconds remaining. It was 46-33 at the end of the third quarter as Lyman works with it on the drive. Brent Hood loses the basketball out of bounds for the Raiders' 10th turnover in the ballgame. Crazy Horse has turned it over 10 times in the second half. And 11 here as the ball is stolen away. Here is Lyman up the floor. The layup no good by Riker Scholl, but he'll get free throws as the foul is called on the Chiefs. And the personal will be whistled on Brian Yellow Elk. That's personal foul number 4. Riker Scholl to the free throw line with 39 seconds remaining. The first of two is good. 67-42 is our score. Raiders with a 25-point advantage, their biggest lead of the ball game. Here's the second free throw. That is up and no good. And Crazy Horse will come away with the rebound and then lose the basketball out of bounds. The Lyman with another offensive opportunity. As Lyman looks to put it in play, Damian Abrahamson, three-point try, it's up, no good. Rebound Chieftains. Up the floor they come. Long pass up the floor, Jason Meter. Three is up. It is no good. Rebound Lyman. Raiders will push it up the floor. And here is Dawson Moreland, and he loses the basketball. Well, he kept it alive. Inside it comes. Lyman will keep possession. Abrahamson to Moreland to the rim. Layup good. Dawson Moreland stayed with it and scores the two to make it 69-42. And there is your ballgame. 69-42, a 23-point fourth quarter for the Lyman Raiders. as they outscore Crazy Horse 23-9 and come away with the victory. They will play Friday night, the winner of the Philip Kadoka matchup that's out west. And we will have that game for you this Friday night on KPLO. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. You can always shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Post game is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 30,000 high school student athletes in South Dakota have one last request. Please set an example. Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about South Dakota high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho. The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 852-2224, or online at www.venturecom.net.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Game underway as we're back at the Lyman Gardens in Presho. 69-42, the Lyman Raiders victorious. It was 27-20 at halftime. Crazy Horse, well, they did enough offensively to stay in striking distance in this ball game, but the Raiders able to extend the lead in the third and then blew the game wide open at about the midway portion of the fourth quarter. Lyman outscored Crazy Horse 23-9. To open up a 27-point win, 69-42. Our final score in this ball game. We look at individual scoring. Crazy Horse first. They are led by Chris Meter, the 6'2 sophomore, with 21 points. Brian Yoelk with 9. Jason Meter with 7. Preston Hawkins with 2 points in the ball game. 42 scored for Crazy Horse. The Chieftains go to the free throw line 6 times. They were 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Crazy Horse did a good job of taking care of the basketball in the first half, turning it over just 6 times, but the Raider defense was able to force turnovers on the Chiefs in the second half, and Crazy Horse winds up with 18 turnovers in the ballgame. For the Lyman Raiders, led by Toby Estes, a 6'7 senior, he had 22 points. Colton Collins with 18 points. Sam McClanahan with 11. Jacob Sazu with 6. Stockton McClanahan with 5. Isaac Thomas with 4 points in the ballgame. Colton Collins with 16 points in the contest as we check our math. Stockton McClanahan with 4. Isaac Thomas, or with 5. Isaac Thomas with 4. Dawson Moreland with 2 points in the ballgame. A free throw for Riker Scholl, and 69 points scored for the Lyman Raiders in the ballgame tonight. Lyman goes to the free throw line 9 times. They were 3 of 9 from the free throw line. And the Raiders with 10 turnovers in the ballgame, just 3 in the second half of the ballgame tonight. With the victory, Lyman improves to 15-6 on the season. Crazy Horse's season comes to an end. The Chiefs finish with a 10-11 record. As we look at Class B region play, Wall leading Ulrichs, they are at halftime 28-26. Phillip leading Kadoka, they are midway through the second quarter. It's 20-14. Phillip leading there. Potter County leading Sully Buttes 21-11. That is at the end of the opening quarter. Ipswich leading Highmore Herald 33-28. That is in the second quarter. They are nearing halftime there. Platte Gettys leading Kimball White Lake 29-12. White River and Jones County, they are starting the second quarter in a shootout down at White River. It's 24-22. White River with a 2-point lead. Gregory leading Washington Springs 19-6. Lower Brule and Miller, they are just underway. The Class B region play, Stanley County with 2 minutes remaining in the ballgame, leading Crow Creek 59-43. Winner defeats McLaughlin 62-31. That game is final. Chamberlain, their game is final as well, 75-27. Chamberlain brings an end to the season for the Dupree Tigers. Todd County, Bennett County, 12-8. Todd County, they are in the opening quarter. And that is about what we have for scores as far as area teams are concerned. Again, we will follow Lyman when they will play the winner of the Kadoka-Phillip game. We'll have it for you Friday night. We'll have it for you right here on KPLO. Time for our post-game features. Our big play of the game brought to you by the Golden Buffalo is next. Let's hear from Golden Buffalo. We'll talk about tonight's big play of the game.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, you look at the big play of the game in this ball game. It really was a question of runs in the first quarter, the first half of this ball game. Lyman had 2, Crow Creek, or Crazy Horse, pardon me, had 1 run in the ball game. That's why it kind of teeter-tottered back and forth. Raiders with an 8-point lead, 19-11 at the end of the opening quarter. Crazy Horse got it down to a 2-possession ball game in the second, though, after Lyman had built up a double-digit lead. Then the Raiders on a little bit of a run to close out the quarter. They led 27-20 at the end of 3. The Raiders crept a little bit further ahead in the third quarter, but Crazy Horse, with their defense and their perimeter shooting, was able to still stay within striking distance until we got to the fourth quarter. It was all Lyman in quarter number 4, outscoring Crazy Horse 23-9. The Raiders with defense doing the job as they forced 12 second-half turnovers on Crazy Horse, and that 23-9 scoring advantage in the fourth and final period. That is our big play of the game, and it's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. One more piece of business, and it is our player of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains.
You asked, we listened. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, we look at the player of the game nominees on the Crazy Horse side. They were led by the 6'2 sophomore Chris Meter, who scored 21 points in the ball game tonight for the Crazy Horse Chiefs. Lyman with 11 points from Sam McClanahan, 22 points from Toby Estes. But in the end, Colton Collins, our player of the game, he had 16 points, and by my count, 3.5 dunks. And with that performance, Colton Collins is our CHS River Plains player of the game. We'll have SODAC 16 basketball for you on KPLO on Thursday night. We will travel to Mobridge as the Sully Butte Chargers take on Faith in the Class B portion of the SODAC 16. Winner will go on to the State B basketball tournament in Watertown. Pregame at 6:40, tip-off at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. Again, we will follow Lyman on Friday in Region 7B coverage for the boys. We will wait to see where their opponent is, or who their opponent is. It's either going to be Phillip or Kadoka, and we'll also have a matchup for you. Well, we'll have that matchup for you on Friday whenever it's played. We'll wait for the game time to be announced, and we'll have that matchup for you. It will be here at the Lyman Gardens in Fresho, and we will be here for basketball action Friday on KPLO. This playoff game was brought to you by 94.5 KPLO and its advertisers and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part. It may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Our coverage of regional high school basketball tonight on KPLO brought to you by the Dakota Prairie Bank, Rumen Ag, BJ's Food Center, Halverson Oil, Kennebec Telephone, Fiery Brothers, Chamberlain Ready Mix, the Oasis Pump and Pack, Statewide Ag, KPI Insurance, and the Great Western Bank. Coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo, Byright Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Also, bringing us coverage of regional high school sports throughout the season, the folks at the Jet Lanes, Kimball Livestock Exchange, Titan Machinery, Wagner Auto, and Venture Communication. John F. has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters. We would like to thank the folks at Live Ticket TV with our video streaming tonight. We thank you for joining us for our coverage of regional high school basketball. From the Lyman Gardens, I'm Darren Boyle. Good night, everybody.